Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Joining us now, Kenneth Mokgatle, for a conversation around the xenophobic tensions in South Africa and the growing concern amongst some foreign nationals about the safety and future in the country. So the immediate trigger is that there are reports that some Ghanaians living in South Africa are preparing to leave amid xenophobic violence and hostility. What is this really about, Kenneth Mokgatle? Very, very good morning. Thank you for joining us. Kenneth, do you think that xenophobia in South Africa today is really about foreigners, or is it actually simply about public anger and desperation?
Good morning, Howard, and to the listeners of Morning Media, and good Happy Africa Day. I think that the anger may be misdirected to the wrong people, but that does not mean that the frustrations raised by the protesters should not be overlooked. I think there should be some conversations that take place between the South African citizens and their government, because most of the issues that they are raising, they are very valid issues which should be addressed, especially in coordination with the government of South Africa. But there are multiple factors or fronts to this, because when you look at the performance of the economy, so South Africa's economy has not been doing so very well, especially during the second term of Thabo Mbeki, because we know that this conflict or the tensions started to erupt then, and then over time, especially when we approach each elections, you see this protest raising their heads. So I think that the economy has not been doing so well in terms of creating jobs and business opportunities, and then this frustrates people. And then you also have got the government that is very corrupt, not only in the borders, allowing people to come in despite not having permits to do so, but you also have got public servants who are there for themselves, who are not providing the kind of services that they should be providing to their people. You look at the municipalities around the countries, they are not doing what they are supposed to be doing in terms of providing clean and running water as well as electricity to the people. So that is what is frustrating the people at core. But the tensions between South African citizens as well as foreign nationals, I think the main culprit here is the government, and that is who they are supposed to be confronting. And Africa as a whole should be having the conversation. I think the time is now to ensure that the governments such as that of Zimbabwe as well as Nigeria, they should start to have the conversation amongst themselves as to what are the reasons that are encouraging people to embark to leave their own countries to seek greener pastures elsewhere, because it means that there is something wrong that they are doing in their own countries. That is why the people are leaving. But there are also other problems which are not created by these citizens themselves. You look at the situation in the DRC, in Somalia. I don't think we'll solve those problems in the coming 10 years. So those are the people that are in need of refugee. So we should look at each case differently, because they are not the same. So you have got economic refugees, you also have got political refugees. So each case is, I think, are different. They are not the same. So there are people who are supposed to be here, who should be given refugees, but then there are other governments which are not doing what they are supposed to be doing to create economic opportunities for their own people. But numbers don't lie. You look at, because when they are here, the foreign nationals, they also assimilate and they start to conduct themselves the way South Africans conduct themselves. So last year you had about 22,000 foreigners imprisoned in South African prisons. So that also tells you something. But it does not suggest that South Africans are not at the front of committing crimes. They are, of course, at the front, but you also have got foreign nationals who are assimilating and into our society, and they start to conduct themselves the way, the same way South Africans are doing. So, I do think that the South African government, since the eruption of this protest, they did not offer. Until today, they did not offer any kind of reaction or response to this protest. They've been trying to snap them, to ignore them. But these protests are very real, and they are affecting especially foreign nationals who don't have anywhere to go. You only have a Ghanaian government which have responded, and they are to rescue their people from this volatile situation.
So do you think that in some ways it actually suits government to have this focus on foreign nationals, because perhaps it detracts from their own failures?
It is, as I mentioned in the opening of the interview, so since the second term of Thabo Mbeki, because Thabo Mbeki also benefited from the honeymoon phase of our democracy. So since 1994 until 2004. So people were actually, they did not even expect much, because they were giving the ANC government some opportunity or chance to try and sort out their governance issues, hoping that in the coming, after 10 years of democracy, the opportunities will start to present themselves. But I think they were lying. That did not happen. And during the second term of Thabo Mbeki, and then people started to realize that whatever they were waiting or hoping for would not happen. That is why they started to rise up. And then you go back to the assertions that were made by Mwele Tsimbeki, the political political analyst. He predicted something, but he thought that it would take place in 2020. I think he called it, I just forgot now, Tunisia something, where he said that there would be some social uprising taking place in South Africa. But the reason why it was not happening then, when he was making prediction, was because of the social welfare by government, which is really playing a role in terms of trying to stop that from happening. But you saw during the July riots, when the people, in the pretext that they were defending Zuma, you saw that people rose up. They did not do that because they were protecting Zuma. They did that because any given time, when there's a reason or an excuse to embark on a social uprising, they will always do that because of their current social and political situation, which is diminishing and deteriorating at a very fast pace. And then you also look at the expensive life in South Africa. It is very expensive to survive in South Africa. So people will always find an excuse to embark on social uprising. And then anything that sparks that social uprising, I think they will always join in and give an excuse of that, because really you've been seeing the disparities, the growing inequalities between the poor and the rich, and the government has not been coming to the fore to try and fix that. So you'll always have such uprising. But I don't think that South Africans, in actual fact, hate foreign nationals. I think they live very well in the rural areas and then in the townships. So this problem, sometimes you also have got political parties which are exploiting the genuine concerns of citizens.
Of course, because
so you have got Action SA, you have got a couple of them working together with much and other involved parties. Yes.
Kenneth Mokgatle, that is where we do need to leave it. It is 8:32, talking about xenophobic violence in South Africa. Michiel, talking about nicknames, says, my wife's female friends call me her Chili Maypili, which I don't know if I like or not. I don't know. It doesn't sound. Maybe she really does. I don't know.